Aircraft manufacturers are continuously improving the design of the aircraft. How do you think pressurization has changed civil aviation?
Well, it changed a lot because you can fly higher. When you can fly higher, you must have less fuel consumption. So it's very good to the aviation. The fuel is the most is one of the most expensive items in the air aviation today. So if you don't have an aircraft with a pressurization system, you must fly about 10, 12, 14,000 feet. Okay. That's not very cheap.
Okay. Okay, so it changes with your level.
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Since you have been a pilot, what changes in technology have you noticed? How have these changes affected your job?
Well, the aircraft are more modern. The way we must fly the aircraft is more easy to us. We must fly less manually. So we must concentrate in another items from the cockpit. We must check the instrument more easy. It's very nice.
Okay.
A few years more would be easier.
Okay, very good. Can you think of some disadvantages of the new technology, that the new technology has for pilots?
Some disadvantage. Sometimes this automatization system does not allow to us to do what we want. So we have some limits. So if we want to disconnect the autopilots in the Airbus aircraft, for example, you can't turn right for about 35, 40 degrees because the aircraft does not allow.
Okay.
The aircraft is limited to about 25 degrees, 30 degrees, no more.
Okay.
So.
All right. New technology may allow aircraft to fly at very high altitudes in the future. What would be some of the advantages and disadvantages of flying passenger aircraft at very high altitudes?
We're headed to the
advantages,
the fuel consumption. That's the most important. And disadvantage, in the case of depressurization or a problem like that, I don't know if we have the oxygen, the minutes to go down to make an emergency descent to the passengers.
Why not?
Because until today, the aircraft, I know, they have 20 minutes to make an emergency descent from about 35, 37,000 feet. And in the future, if the aircraft fly about 60,000 feet, or you need more oxygen. Mm-hmm. So they must improve the system.
Okay.